Okay, interview with Sushmita Ray, the 8th of January 2004. Okay, like I mentioned just a bit earlier, I'd like to just start off with if you could tell me just a little bit about your family background, and especially where were your parents born?
Yeah, my parents were born in East Bengal. That time it was my father was born in Dhaka, East Bengal. And my mother was born in a village called Satmora. Mm-hmm. It is in Kumilla. Okay. And but my father studied school. He did schooling in Dhaka, but came back for university at Calcutta. And he did his graduation from Calcutta and went to Madras, south of India. To do his, he was a physical instructor. So he did the physical instruction training in, postgraduate training in Madras.
Okay.
And they came back and working in a school as a teacher. But he was not only the physical instructor, he was teaching, other subject as well, there. And my mom was a housewife, so she was in the village, so hasn't done really the school, done the schooling early age, but not gone to the, done any degree or anything. But she was a very, very, she always liked reading, and she writes a lot still. She's about 85 now, still writes, She has got a natural knack of, writing. So she has written, not the book, like a, like a diary, but it is like a story of everybody's life, which she met and everything. So she has got quite a few diaries. And she has given me one diary as well. She writes poem, also collect the big quotation from the others and then explain it, It's lovely. So.
Okay. So where were you born then?
I was born in India, in West Bengal, place called Kharagpur. I was born, it is West Bengal.
So can you tell me a little bit about life where you're born? Was it a town or a village?
It is a town, big town, rather industrial town. So we have got a cosmopolitan, all the other, not religion, mostly other culture was there, like UP, Punjab, our neighbors were, it is a mixed culture neighbor.
And what are your memories of being a child growing up there? Have you got any stories or any, what was it
I
like?
Had a wonderful life, can't think of anything bad about it. It was very nice, we are quite a few brother and sister, but we had a good, nurturing and upbringing was quite good.
You went to school, yeah?
Yeah, we went to school in Kharagpur. It was a railway school where my father was working, but he was working the boys' school, so we went to the girls' school. And then when my father retired, we were the quite old age child of my father's, because our sisters and they are quite grown up, Then we moved to another town called Tamluk. It is a West Bengal town where my father got a job as a lecturer in college. And after retirement of this job, and we were studying there in that school. After finishing the schooling, I went to the university, the Presidency College, which is a famous college, did my pre-university year, then went to the medical college, Calcutta Medical College, medicine. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how far did you take the medical career then?
I did graduation, then got married within 1 year after graduation, and then we went to different part of India to work in a company, and then came back to this country in 1973.
You came here in 1973. So how many years had you been married then by the time you came?
I married in 67 November, so 65 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your reason then for moving to the UK?
Actually, we never thought, because we were quite happy where we are working, because he was in charge of the whole company, you know, the medical part, and I was his assistant. You know, I was working as a lady medical officer, he was the male, and quite happy, but that is the destiny. Somebody, we had a very good friend, you know, and he was he has done the PhD from here, and he said, why are you here? You should go and do your post graduation there, because I have done and I'm quite happy, you should go for post graduation. And we said, oh well, we didn't go early, you know, because we are already settled there. So he said, go, I have got £10 with me. So apply for the job, I'll give you that £10 to you for that time. It was charging £3 each, you know, for applying for job here. So we sent his money, yeah, almost he said, you know, go. And we just applied and we didn't have to wait for, you know, the job. He got the placement and first, and 3 months later I came and I got a placement as well in Northeast.
Okay.
Hospital. Yeah.
So did you fly over on your own then?
I flew. By that time I had a daughter born.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, 70 was she was born in while we were working, you know. And he came 72, and 3 months later I came. 3 or 4 months. Yeah. Later I came with my daughter. I flew with my daughter.
Yeah. And what was that like for you, traveling, you know, leaving your home country and coming to a whole new place?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was a bit strange. Not only that, because when I moved from that where we are working in Cambay, far away from home, Gujarat, we were working, and I had a, you know, we had a lovely quarter and all the everything was there, and he just came, leaving everything on me. So I had to pack, you know, those things and send home, I mean, you know, our home in Calcutta, and then my mother-in-law was with me as well, so move all together, came to Calcutta with my baby, and then came to Delhi with the baby. It was very strenuous, but again, also leaving everybody, it was strenuous in that sense, you know, always it is, you know, when you leave your own people, but again, I was coming, he was here, so no, our family would be here. So
what are your first memories then of arriving in Britain? And did you come in the summer or the winter, or what time was it?
Came in the April, so,
okay, so
it was just in a border, but it was nice memory in a sense, because I didn't have to do after that anything, because he came to the airport to take me, and then he earned 3 months money, so he gave me all his, you know, money to spend. So we went to London shopping and spent money, and so quite, and then came to Northeast, and it was a beautiful, you know, the quarter and everything, and people were very nice that time. I must say it has changed lots, you know, since then, but and we had quite a lovely start to, you know. So I did. Then problems start with the childminder, you know, because I had to go to work and childminder, yeah. So there was some teething problem to start with, to get one. But we got one. She was quite reliable. First one was not. She stole our quite a few things, you know, but in the hospital. But we didn't call police or anything, just give her, you know, because she was quite a young girl. So said, never do that again. So then we get a proper nanny, you know, and she was all right. Then my sister came, and then his mother came a year later. So 2 years, you know, there was a good doctor.
Where were you working then?
In Northeast General Hospital.
You were actually working in the hospital.
Northeast, yeah. Then we moved quite a bit, you know, every 2 years we had to move our job. But anyway, that time, though we have got a very, very busy job, I did gynae obstetrics, and he was doing medicine. We both were really, really busy. But even then, compared to now, they always complain, you know, the 72 hours, we were on call from Friday to Monday evening, you know, continuous. I could come home, you know, because within the compound our quarter is, and the sister or anything was so nice, says, go and do this thing, and if there is emergency, we'll call you back. So we can just go immediately. So that was, even we have to go at night, you know, for 3 nights, where gynecologist was very busy. But it was, I haven't got bad memories for that, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it was always helpful. The sister, you know, in the hospital, other doctors, colleague was quite helpful.
What was it like with regard to socializing or making friends, or was there already like a Hindu community that you could tap into?
Yeah.
Or what was that
we have
like?
Got loads of our community there, because they were all working around Middlesbrough and in the North East. But again, we have got the you know, the English friends as well, who are working with us, colleague, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as a social things, we are mostly meeting together, Indian and Pakistan, lots of Pakistanis as well there, you know. So we had all the gathering and everything we were
mm-hmm.
doing. Yeah, never missed so much, because it was the 70s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister, his sister came in 50s. She missed a lot, you know, but we didn't, because we have got lots of friends around.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, religion was not so, because I always had my own temple in my house, always. I was always carrying my, because my mother-in-law gave me her, you know, the things, the Narayan Shila, you know, the Narayan Shila, the special things for the puja. She always gave me said that you just carry on the, you know, family thing. So it was always with me. So I had always my temple with me in my house, always there. Not all my friends, you know, they were not bothered about the religion at all, you know. But we always did, always had that, you know, things in our, you know, house.
Mm-hmm.
Always there is a small temple there.
What about celebrating religious festivals and
yeah.
things like that?
Well, Christmas we always, you know, enjoyed, because of the hospital, there was a party and everything. Then we were doing the puja. That time was very only in London, you know, so we had to go to London for one day. We'll drive from here to London, come back next day, you know.
So which puja you
said?
Said Durga Puja.
Durga Puja.
Durga Puja.
Durga
yeah.
Puja. Yeah, that is the big festival of Bengal, you know,
yeah.
So Durga Puja. But other puja, there was no temple, nothing around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The first temple opened in Newcastle, the Krishna temple, in 1984. You know, so that is the first time we went
82.
To the 84 we took take the diksha.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Sorry, it is 82. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and what was it like just getting basic things for doing puja, or for getting spices for cooking, or
no problem, because there was
the shops already?
Yeah,
or?
It was in Middlesbrough and Stockton. You know, we were in North East. Stockton, they had a shop. It was lovely. You just phone them what you need, and they usually bring their van and, you know, supply at
bring
home.
It all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was, you know, no, not much struggle. Struggle
mm-hmm.
we faced, actually, I faced the struggle when we came here. You know, he was quite ill with his, you know, heart attack, and I was with the two children, and he was not sure about the job, you know, whether it will continue, or, you know. Then I had my full-time job, and then again I have got a good nanny, an old lady who was looking after them from since we have come here, and she was looking after my mother-in-law came again for a year, and my sister came again, so, you know, for a one year, and the nanny, somehow we managed, you know,
mm-hmm.
all right. So that was the bad patch, but gone through, all right.
Yeah. I want to move on now and ask you just a few things about your own, you know, religious practices of Hinduism and,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. Like, what are you like on a day-to-day basis or on a weekly basis? Do you have any routine that you
yeah,
practice?
Yeah, we have got a very much routine.
What do you do?
Yeah, every morning we got up, and usually we are supposed to have the bath, but I usually do the bath at the night, you know, because that is a long time habit now since we have come here. And then in the morning, just change the clothes after, you know, washing, change the clothes to wear the fresh clothes for puja. And we have got a puja room,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we sit there, do our job, because we have taken the oath, you know, Diksha. So we do our job about half an hour to 40 minutes. Then do the puja, means a bit of rituals, you know, that washing, giving the prasad to, in the bhog to God, everyday fruits. And then we get down and have our breakfast and go out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and do you go to the temple regularly, or do you?
No. Only occasionally, like, you know, the Janmashtami, or, you know, if anything big happenings, then go to the. There is a two temple, Middlesbrough and the Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
But we have got a Guruji, you know, at Diksha. So Guruji when comes. So mostly when he comes, then we, if he does anything in the temple, then we definitely go there. Otherwise, he usually comes here, you know, and we make a satsang, you know, call the other people and they come.
Who is your guru? What's your guru's name?
Guru's name, Balapurotha.
Swami Gopal Saran Devacharya Ji of Vrindavan.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a traditional family murti that you worship? You know, that comes down in a tradition.
Yeah, we have got a family murti. We have got Radha Krishna, of course, things, and we have got Narayan Shila from families. You know, it has come from my mother-in-law. Somebody gave to my mother-in-law. So Narayan Shila has to have that bath every day, and, you know, the food. So that is the family part. And of course, I can take you to my temple, you know, all the things. Yeah.
What are your beliefs then? Because you've told me about your practices and things, but your actual beliefs then that actually make you a Hindu, your morals and what are they?
Morals is, it is likely more like a philosophy, you know, to feel good, to do good to others, you know, and keep purify yourself, you know. That is the main thing, from your own mind and body, you know.
Okay, and then what do you see then as, it's quite a general question, but you can answer it how you like.
Mm.
You're doing all these practices, but what do you see then will happen at the end? What is your idea of
what
happens,
you mean,
after death then?
I don't know. It depends on, I cannot judge myself, you know. So if I have done something good, I feel that I'll have a good reincarnation or anything, you know. I'll have a further, better life, you know. Not in a sense of monetary or thing like that, but better life in a sense, you know, better peaceful life.
How do you give this knowledge then, or this knowledge onto your children and pass on the Hindu culture? How have you gone about doing that?
Yeah, actually, my son and daughter all are quite, you know, involved with that. You know, they do also the Diksha, but it is difficult to explain that. You know, how do I pass this thing to our children or anything? It is just the way of life. You know what we are doing, it is not only that doing the rituals or anything, it is that way of, like, you are trying to teach something, do better or raise yourself, you know, out. And so children, they don't believe in some rituals or anything, you know, they don't do not much rituals, you know, thing like that. But of course they follow the that Hindu philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do they speak your, what is your language?
Mother tongue is Bengali.
Bengali.
Yeah.
And do your children speak
Yeah,
Bengali?
They can speak very well, both of them, because we have taught them. And my son can write as well.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter, I taught her, but, you know, then she cannot write, you know, now.
Mm-hmm.
But because she hasn't practiced it for ages. But she can speak fluently, the Bengali.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandchild now, she's
mm-hmm.
married. Married to a Irish boy, actually, my daughter. But she can speak Bengali as well. Just, you know, few words, you
uh-huh.
know. She says, kamunacho.
Why do you think it's so important then for them to learn Bengali.
Oh, it is because it is our root and culture, and we have got so much flourishing culture in Bengal, you know, the literature, also the religious part as well, social, you know, music, you know, so many things, you know, very highly cultured, you know, Bengal culture is. And also if you know a bit more India, you will find most of the educated and cultured people actually originated from Bengal, you know. Even the freedom fighter, you know, for the British, you know, to get all this originated from the Bengal. All the Subhash Bose and Ashutosh Mukherjee, you know, all the big name, you know, very Vivekananda, Ramakrishna, you know. So all they're all Bengal. It's quite a flourish, you know.
So it's important for them to know
their language,
so
and
then
so that, because without language, you know, you cannot just communicate or understand the things, you know. Even if they go back, if you don't understand language, how could you expect to communicate each other, you know? So you have to learn the basic things, you know, then you can communicate and understand part of it, you know. But one thing, I never forced them to do that, you know. It is just natural way they have learned, because we were following this and they did as well, you know. So
I just want to ask you a couple of general questions then, and your opinion on things. Do you think the youth of today, do you think that they are more or less religious than when you were a youth?
I think because it is a peculiar thing. You get more and more religious in a sense. You go more deeper when you get older, okay? Mm-hmm. In religious sense, you know, you feel something inside, you know. As Guruji says that in here, he feels that we people are more religious than back home, he says.
In the UK?
In the UK, Hindu community or his disciple or anything, he feels that we are more religious than, you know, most of the, he cannot say, because India is such a big, you know, country, but he feels that we are more religious, you know, or practicing religion than back home.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, because what? He says always, isn't it? Yeah.
I'll answer that question.
Yeah.
Well, you can keep it for your interview.
Yeah, he's he can answer better because he reads lots and he can answer better. I am a basic person, so what I'm my opinion, I've said. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think the caste issue, or the caste system, is still an issue today, both here and in India? Do you think that's still...
Caste
still
system
around?
Is not here so much, no. But in back home, yes, I think still, but not so much as it was before, even about a few years ago. It is getting better. But again, you know, if you think if you say the caste system, that means... We can see the same thing here as well, you know, not the caste, but, you know, the job, social system, you know, who are doing the, suppose, taking the, compare that somebody is working at your home, okay, the builder or thing like that. We always ask them to come in, give them food or anything, but none of the neighbor, give them, you know, maybe a cup of coffee or thing, but outside or anything, you know, not let them in, you know, or let them sit on the table, their table, you know. But we always ask them, you know, come down and have a cup of tea and sit there, you know, have a rest or anything. Yeah. So this is there, you know, it is always there, this social system is there. But in India, of course, that, you know, the caste system developed for the social reason, you know, because who was cleaning there, the Harijan, you know, cleaning the things. So they are the working dirty things, so, you know, people wouldn't like. So, but it is still there, you know, that you cannot, who was cleaning the... outside drain or anything, you don't invite them inside home because they are not clean anyway. So, but as such, if that lady or man come with a clean clothes or everything in the evening, had a good bath and come back. So they can come in and, you know, sit inside. So at least in our house, there was not much, and not in their house, also, not much so much caste as such, you know, system. But of course, we don't allow them when they are dirty. But, you know, later on, when they can come in. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Just a couple of final questions then. If somebody was to ask you, you know, who are you or what is your identity now? Because you've lived in the UK for such a long time, but you're also very Indian as well, and that's, you know, so much of your identity. So what would you call yourself?
Oh, I'll call myself Indian. Yeah, I'm Indian and I'm a Hindu. Yes.
And where would you say is home now?
Still feel home. Back to India. We have got living at 32 years, you know. I don't know, I never felt that, you know, like home. Like, I don't know what it is. Not only me, none of my friend or anything never felt that, you know, that it is like home. I don't know what it is, but
okay, and finally then, do you have any final thought or message that you can give to the people who will be listening to this in the future? Could be anybody doing some research, or could be future generations, or anybody wanting to find out about their family. Just some final thought.
Right. Do your job, be honest, and, you know, be you, you know.
Okay, thank you very much.